Ethiopia's Unseen Shield: How Menelik II Forged Victory at Adwa. The year is 1895. The air in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia's burgeoning capital, crackled with a nervous energy. For months, whispers of Italian troop movements along the northern border had grown into a deafening roar. Italy, a newly unified nation eager to carve out its own colonial empire, had set its sights on Ethiopia, a land that had long resisted the European scramble for Africa. But they underestimated the man who sat on Ethiopia's throne, Emperor Menelik II. Menelik was no ordinary monarch. While many African leaders were grappling with the shock of European technological superiority, Menelik had been quietly preparing his nation. He understood that Ethiopia's rich history and proud people would not be enough to stand against modern artillery and disciplined European armies. His vision was one of modernization, a delicate balancing act of adopting the tools of the West without succumbing to its dominion. From his ascent to power, Menelik had embarked on a remarkable military modernization program. Unlike many of his contemporaries who focused solely on internal consolidation, Menelik recognized the existential threat posed by European powers. He actively sought out modern weaponry, negotiating with various European nations, primarily Russia and France, to acquire firearms, artillery, and critically, machine guns. His emissaries traversed continents, securing shiploads of rifles, including the formidable Graz rifles and artillery pieces. The development of skilled technicians to operate and maintain this new arsenal was also a priority, often facilitated by foreign advisors. This wasn't just about buying guns, it was about building a nation capable of wielding them. Menelik established a national army, moving away from purely feudal levies. He encouraged the development of infrastructure, including telegraph lines and rudimentary road networks, to facilitate communication and troop movement. He even established a national currency and banking system to fund these ambitious projects. His capital, Addis Ababa, transformed from a sprawling camp into a city with ministries, schools, and arsenals, symbolizing a nascent state apparatus. Across the world, another nation was undergoing a similarly dramatic transformation: Japan. The Meiji Restoration, beginning in 1868, saw Japan rapidly industrialize and modernize its military, adopting Western technology and organizational structures. This successful adaptation allowed Japan to not only repel Western encroachment, but to become a significant imperial power itself. However, the parallels between Ethiopia and Japan, while striking in their shared ambition for modernization, diverged in their long-term outcomes. Japan's Meiji Restoration was deeply intertwined with a comprehensive program of industrialization. They built factories, developed a modern education system, and fostered a spirit of national unity that propelled them into the modern era. Ethiopia, under Menelik, achieved a crucial military modernization that secured its independence, but its broader industrialization efforts were significantly hampered by its landlocked geography, limited access to capital, and the sheer scale of the challenge in a nation still largely agrarian and feudal. In October 1895, the inevitable clash arrived. Italy, under the command of General Orst Baratieri, launched its invasion. Baratieri, confident in his superior weaponry and believing the Ethiopian forces to be a disorganized rabble, planned a swift victory. He underestimated Menelik's strategic acumen and the battle-hardened Ethiopian army. The pivotal moment came on March 1, 1896, at the Battle of Adwa. Menelik, having meticulously gathered an army estimated to be over 100,000 strong, met the Italian forces. The Ethiopians, armed with a diverse array of modern rifles and artillery, expertly positioned themselves. The terrain of Adwa favored the defenders, and the Ethiopians fought with a ferocity born of defending their homeland and their freedom. The battle was a brutal hand-to-hand affair. Ethiopian artillery pounded Italian positions, while riflemen inflicted heavy casualties. The Italians, split into three main columns, were outmaneuvered and overwhelmed. Despite brave resistance, their lines broke. The Ethiopian victory was absolute, Italy suffered a humiliating defeat, losing thousands of soldiers and most of their heavy weaponry. The consequences of Adwa were monumental. Ethiopia's victory shocked the world. It was the first time in modern history that an African nation had decisively defeated a European colonial power. This triumph preserved Ethiopia's sovereignty and became a potent symbol of African resistance against colonialism, inspiring anti-colonial movements across the continent for decades to come. Menelik's gamble paid off, securing Ethiopia's independence for generations. However, the nation's struggle to industrialize and fully modernize continued, a testament to the immense challenges faced by developing nations in the shadow of entrenched global powers. Adwa remains a powerful reminder that military preparedness, strategic leadership, and national will can indeed forge an unyielding shield against seemingly insurmountable odds.